For ease of listening, footnotes and scriptural citations included in the print version are omitted from this audio version. Ministerial relationships. Relationship with spouse. God has a definite plan for our marriages. According to Scripture, marriage is a covenant relationship which establishes a bond between a man and a woman that is dissolved only when death causes the inevitable separation. The biblical description speaks of a deep and lasting intimacy and commitment, a bond between us and our spouses that is compared to the union between Christ and His church. For a number of reasons, maintaining the health of our marriages is vital for those of us who are serving the Lord in the ministry. First, marriage and family issues are specifically addressed in the description of qualifications for a bishop, pastor, or elder. Those who serve in leadership roles in the church are to be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of good behavior, one that ruleth well his own house. If we cannot successfully interact in our own homes, how can we lead the church? Maintaining a good marriage is also important in terms of our personal spiritual well-being. The Bible instructs men to keep their marriages in order that their prayers be not hindered. As we labor in the field of ministry, there will be many times when we need to pray for divine help and guidance. When such times come, it is imperative that nothing hinders our prayers. In 1 Peter 5:3, the Apostle Peter points out that those in positions of spiritual authority are to be examples to the people. The pastor's marriage is expected to serve as a model of a functioning Christian marriage. As others observe our relationships with our spouses, our love and commitment to each other should be evident. Finally, as ministers and pastors, we must keep our marriages strong because the success of our relationship with our spouses will have a direct impact on the success of our ministry. Paul said, "Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ." Our worldwide work will only be as strong as the marriages of the ministers of this work. Some ministers have asked, which comes first, our marriage or our ministry? Perhaps the best answer to that question is, they are inseparable. To sacrifice one for the sake of the other is to damage both. Problems arise when we fail to see the importance of the partnership which we entered into with our spouses. Though the demands upon a minister or pastor's time are significant, we must take great care not to neglect our marriages because of our responsibilities in the Lord's work. When we accepted the divine call to the ministry, we were aware that the work of the Lord would entail certain duties and obligations. When we entered into the covenant of marriage, we were aware that marriage would entail certain duties and obligations. It is vitally important not to compromise our commitment in either of these areas of our lives. Whether we have been married for 5 years or 50, we need to continually make an effort to strengthen and cultivate our relationship with our spouse. There are a number of ways we can do this. Make a definite and ongoing commitment to the success of our marriage. Our marriage relationship must be a top priority in our lives. A relationship is a work in progress, and it needs attention and effort to develop and maintain. Resolve conflict in a godly manner. It is inevitable that conflict will arise on occasion. We should not expect to agree on everything. An important part of resolving conflicts is being respectful of our spouse and acknowledging his or her feelings. It is important to keep in mind biblical principles of kindness, patience, and treating others as we would have others treat us. Communicate carefully. Communication can be destructive or productive, so we should do our best to speak directly, clearly, honestly, and respectfully. Ephesians 4:29 establishes the principle of communication that edifies. This involves listening to each other without judgment and focusing on what our spouse is saying, as well as expressing our own feelings in a positive, godly way. And sometimes we must learn to simply refrain from speaking, asking God to set a watch before my mouth, keep the door of my lips. Make time for each other. If we wait for a convenient season, it will never come. Time must be set aside to be with our spouses, even written into our schedule if need be. Remember that marriage commitment can be damaged by overcommitment and fatigue. It is important to reserve time and energy for our spouse. Cultivate spiritual unity. Spiritual unity enhances romance, and there are steps we can take to deepen our fellowship. Make it a practice to pray together. Reading the Bible together, discussing spiritual concerns or insights, sharing spiritual goals, and worshiping together also unites us. Pay attention to each other. As the years come and go, it is easy to become complacent in our relationship and take our spouses for granted. Make it a point to notice and celebrate each other's accomplishments and support each other during the good times and the hard times. Esteem and appreciate each other. It is always best to focus on our spouse's strengths instead of his or her weaknesses. Paul reminds us in 1 Thessalonians 5:11, edify one another. Simply saying a sincere thank you can go a long way toward making our spouse feel special and appreciated. Have fun together. Ecclesiastes 9:9 says, live joyfully with the wife whom thou lovest. Be fun to live with. Make good memories with each other and rehearse those memories often. Show affection. Ephesians 5:25 says, husbands, love your wives. Notice that this is a command. Some may think they are not naturally demonstrative, but anyone can learn to be affectionate. We should both show and verbalize our love for our spouse every day. Recognize differences. We need to realize that our spouse's physical and emotional needs are different from our own. Men and women are different because God made us that way. We must learn to respect those differences and accommodate them. Be willing to compromise. Negotiation is important in any relationship, but it is especially important in marriage. When we differ on an issue, we should discuss the problem calmly and look for ways to meet each other somewhere in the middle. Practice forgiveness. There may be times when our spouse makes a mistake or says or does something hurtful. If we constantly rehearse past offenses, it is difficult to have a mutually loving relationship. Colossians 3:12 and 13 provides a good guideline. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. Pray for each other. There are never-ending needs in the ministry and in the family of God. However, our responsibility to hold our spouse up in prayer should come first. Their strength, stability, encouragement, and spiritual walk with God should be just as important to us as our own. There are few things more encouraging than the awareness that our mate, who loves us as no one else does, prays for us as for himself or herself. In conclusion, we must never allow the pace of ministry to distract us from our spouse, the one we have promised to cherish until death do us part. Care, sacrifice, and nurture must be at the heart of our marriages so that we not only sustain each other, but bear witness to the church and to the world of the reality of Christ and his presence in our lives.